G'day, mateys. I've got an awesome day planned for us. We'll see some kangaroos, some koalas, and if we're really lucky, maybe even some duck-billed platypi. Let's go.
So sit back, relax, pull out the popcorn, not too hot or you'll melt the ice, and get ready for the magical story of Polly the Polar Bear.
Ah, yes. Excellent work, Gilbert. You have brought back three more of the jewels that we need to ignite the gigantic saber-toothed tiger cat.
Bravo.
The year is 1914, and Europe has descended into an outbreak of the giggles. Britain is sending 700,000 brave men and women to combat the funny. Godspeed to all.
Well, hello there. I know I've got a weird accent and I sound like Mrs. Doubtfire, but you know what? I don't mind that. Now, where were we?
You shall not pass!
You know what? This is not working for me. You know, I don't feel big. I don't feel strong. I don't feel scary. I mean, how am I supposed to be effectively used if I'm not in the zone?
You idiots! How am I supposed to create this evil empire when you two are ruining it for everyone? My God! We are never gonna defeat anyone with this type of attitude!
Now, I've got an idea. If you clean your bedroom, it could be a sports arena, a haunted castle. It could even be a pirate ship.
I've got a lot to say and a lot of wisdom, but the problem is no one can understand a word I'm saying.
Check out this arm. It's huge. Here we go. It's going. It's going. And bullseye.
Huh. I mean, am I the best or what?
Hey. Have you got the merchandise? Have you got the delivery for Victor? Or am I going to have to shake it out of you, huh?
Well, I say, old boy, I find all this talk very interesting. I mean, I didn't know the first thing about dinosaurs. I mean, apart from the fact that I am one.